It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to Eclecticus. I'm Jody Denberg. I'm in Studio 1A. And I look up and I see my friend David Garza, and that's a good thing. Good morning.
Good morning.
David, I know you've been curating these No Name Number One shows, the celebrations of the life and music of Elliott Smith, and there's a total of four of them. You've done two already, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which cities have already been done?
Portland and Los Angeles.
I was thinking about you in preparing for this, thinking, man, he's got to be tired because each city has a different group of musicians and songs and things. How's it been going from your point of view?
It's definitely been a roller coaster ride. You know, each, you know, Portland and each of these cities also has its own musical personality. Portland is known for its kind of, you know, abandon and its kind of wildness, in my opinion, as a Texan, and a real beautiful flowering of indie, the indie scene in the 90s. And Los Angeles, to me, I think of Los Angeles, I think of Brian Wilson, I think of Van Dyke Parks, I think of that beautiful legacy as well. And New York, of course, has its Velvet Underground touch to it. And of course, Austin is what we all know and love. And Elliott's music is so huge in scope that it really can encompass all those. And very few other artists, you know, Beatles, Zeppelin, Stones, come to mind when I think of how encompassing one body of work can really apply to all these different cities. You know?
That's such a major statement because Elliott is not a household name for most people. And then you're mentioning him in the same breath as the Beatles and the Stones and Led Zeppelin. What is it about Elliott's music that strike such a chord with you and with all of these great musicians in the four cities who are giving up their time and energy to play Elliott's music for nonprofit organizations?
His music has that rare combination of intimacy and universality. It's as intimate as the most odd, Syd Barrett, but as universal as the most loving, encompassing John Lennon. You know, it's also strictly musically speaking very rich. You know, the way a chef would appreciate another chef's cuisine and daring. Every musician, from every drummer, bass player, every sound guy, everybody has just been, wow, forgot about that song, never heard that song. And I'm really, you know, as a fan, just as a dude on the outside, frankly, just surprised that Elliott's still not, as you would say, a household name. And it's just as simple as, like, you know, maybe next season on Glee, someone's going to sing one of his songs. Or next season in whatever movie, somebody's going to sing his songs. They're so well written and they're so beautifully performed. It's just still one of those hidden, strange things. But, you know, to say that he's still underground is stretching it a bit.
Especially for someone who was nominated for an Oscar during his career. These four concerts, one of which is tonight at the Scottish Rite Theater, which is sold out, right?
Yes.
They coincide with Elliott's 44th birthday, which was this past Tuesday, the 6th, and also the 10th anniversary of his passing. Elliott passed in October of 2003. I want to talk about the show that's going on tonight. For those who are attending, what they can expect. For those who aren't, hopefully it'll be recorded in some fashion. But introduce to me the gentleman behind you before we do a song.
Our very special guest on drums. We flew him all the way from Portland, Texas. Mr. Scott McPherson. He's a wonderful drummer who has a personal touch to Elliott's music. He was his drummer, Elliott's drummer, in his last incarnation of his touring. And so he'll be here tonight, too.
When you mentioned Portland, I thought you were going to say Portland, Oregon.
Of course. No, it's Portland, Oregon. I was being facetious.
Oh, okay. Because people associate Elliott with Portland, although I think he spent, you know, a lot of time in Los Angeles. But let's make it clear, because we like to do that in Texas. Exactly. Elliott spent a lot of time in Texas.
Of course, yeah. He's a DFW boy, man. He was up in Dallas for a good 14 years, so... as any musician knows, those first 14 years of your life are where it's your roots.
And Elliott's sister lives here in Austin, right?
She's right here with us.
Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. And one of the reasons why we're lucky enough to get one of these shows, one of these four shows,
100%,
I think.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a couple of Elliot's songs this morning in Studio 1A from David Garza and Scott McPherson. And David, which one did you want to start with and why did you choose this song?
I'll start with Speed Trials. I think it's a song that is really indicative of Elliot's uniqueness. He has a really beautiful tuning that's in, I would kind of think of it as a Joni tuning. It's an open C or a John Fahey meets Joni Mitchell type of a tuning. It's an open C, which has a real like a harp-like thing to it, but it also has a real bluesy or Zeppelin-y kind of thing to it as well. And the lyrics are just oblique and beautiful, and it has an uplifting quality that I think just one of those things gives you a brief smile crossing your face, as the words say. So here we go.
Pleased to meet you underneath the horse in the cathedral with the glass-stained back, singing sweet high notes that echo back. To destroy their master may be a long time till you get the call up, but it's sure as faded hard as your love.
Lovely. David Garza live on KUTX with a version of Elliott Smith's Speed Trials. And tonight, a sold-out tribute to Elliott Smith at the Scottish Rite Theatre, one of only four tributes taking place in America in conjunction with Elliott's 44th birthday on the 6th. And in every city, a different roster of artists. And in each city, these rosters have been curated by my guest, David Garza. And that was Scott McPherson on drums. Throw me a few names of people who've been playing or will play at the other three shows.
We had M. Ward in Portland and Britt Daniel in Portland as well. Had a really beautiful Elliot. The Portland show was definitely the old school Elliot. A lot of Heat Miser associates. And we had, of course, Scott and Sean Sullivan of Golden Boy. A lot of his original touring band that was hosted by Gus Van Zandt. And we even got Gus Van Sant to sing and tell a bunch of fun little stories. Los Angeles was really special with John Bryan, who was a longtime Elliot. I would say the Van Dyke Parks of Elliot's life. And Jack Black, which was a real treat. He came and sang and did some really beautiful stories sharing, and Jill Sobule. And New York's going to be a real special show with Bob Doro of Schoolhouse Rock fame, the composer and singer of Schoolhouse Rock. Figure Eight, one of Elliot's records, was named after the song Figure Eight from Schoolhouse Rock. Bob Doro is in his late 80s and is going to come in and really do a beautiful performance for us there, as well as Chris Thiele, the world's best mandolin player, if I may just be so bold as to say that.
I'll second.
Yeah. And of course, here in Austin, it's going to be Amy Cook, Nakia, Susanna Schaffel, Tamika Jones, Ben Queller,
Dana Falconberry,
Jeff Johnson. It's just a real, real treat that this show is going to be here as well.
And we have, I played Granddaddy this morning.
Yeah, and Jason Lytle, of course, yeah.
And the band.
Oh.
My gosh. First of all, between you and me, just only between you and me, I've never met Adrian Quesada.
Oh my gosh.
I'm such a fan of all of his incarnations, and I don't even know if I want to meet him because I just hold him in such high esteem.
Yeah.
And he's in the band tonight.
Oh yeah, it's just crazy, you know. Everyone's been so excited to jump on and sing along again. Like I said, the richness of these tunes is challenging and so rewarding. And you know, Brad Hauser, again, I'll say the best player in Texas, best bass player that I know of. So there's a lot of best, you know, musicians that are involved in this show tonight, and new friends like Scott that we're playing with for the first time. So it's just going to be nothing but love and a lot of music.
Now, I know you've had plenty of responsibilities over the course of these four shows, the ones that have happened, the ones that will happen. But do you know if they're being recorded at all?
Yeah. In fact, there's a documentary that's being made on Elliot, a really beautiful one. And so all the four shows are being recorded. And hopefully soon we'll be able, you know, Ashley's dream is to compile these recordings and make a great, you know, old-fashioned CD of the best of, because all these shows are sold out and the response has been overwhelming for people wanting to hear them. And already I've heard there's been some YouTubing of the Portland show. Los Angeles venue doesn't allow cell phones at all. So there's no footage of that, which is really special in a way as well, which is another reason why I think it would be great to have some of these on record.
Especially since it is sold out. If I've been approached by many people looking for tickets, I can only imagine what your situation has been like.
Yeah.
So to know that they'll be recorded and we will get to see parts of them ultimately would be a wonderful thing. If you are lucky enough to hold tickets for tonight's show, it's a two-set show. So get ready for a really special evening of a couple of dozen of Elliott Smith's songs performed by so many great Austin musicians, so many singers. And David Garza is here with drummer Scott McPherson, and we're going to hear another Elliott Smith song. And I think it's No Name Number One, right?
Yeah.
Which is the name, the catch-all for this series of programs. The official title is No Name Number One, a celebration of the life and music of Elliott Smith. I'm not exactly sure what No Name Number One means, but it's one of those things that I'm not exactly sure that I want to know, just because I like the vagueness of it, and it implies a lot of different things to me. So maybe from your reading of the song, I'll get some more insight.
Iris Dement said, "Let the mystery be." So,
amen, brother.
Do it right here. There's No Name Number One. At a party, he was waiting, looking kinda spooky and withdrawn, like it could be underwater. The mighty mother with her 100 arms swept all aside. I hate to walk behind the people's ambition. I saw you waiting, saint-like, with your warm
leave alone. You don't belong here. You got nervous, started whistling. Every thought a ricochet. Did you notice? Well, I wonder, what's the worst thing I can say? Froze up inside. You remind me of someone's daughter. I forgot her. I forgot her name, ashamed. Go home. Live with your pain. Leave alone. Leave alone. 'Cause you know you don't belong. You don't belong here.
David Garza and Scott McPherson with a version of Elliott Smith's No Name Number One. No Name Number One, a celebration of the life and music of Elliott Smith tonight, sold out at the Scottish Rite Theater. And then you're off to New York tomorrow, right?
6 a.m. flight.
Man, this whole thing has unfolded so beautifully, and major kudos to Ashley Welch, who's here with us today, Elliott's sister. Even down to when I sent people online to get tickets, there weren't like exorbitant fees to buy the tickets. Mm-hmm. And that was just so refreshing. Tonight's show is a benefit for the Sims Foundation. They provide low-cost mental health care to the Austin music community, a cause near and dear to all of our hearts. And so if you bought a ticket for tonight's show, your money is going to a great place. David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jody.
And you're such a selfless human being. David has a new record. He's got two shows at the Cactus this month. We didn't hear a whimper about it, but I'm going to squeeze a copy of the CD out of David, and we'll talk more about that another time. But I will see you tonight.
Rock and roll.
And I will see you later this month at the Cactus. Thank you, David. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Ashley. And thank you to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer this morning. David Garza, live from Studio 1A today on KUTX, and we have for you now Arts Eclectic.